Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, November 4th, 2024. It's good having you with us. My apologies for not doing a morning show on, what day was it? November 1st, that's right. The reason why? Well, it was someone's birthday that day. I needed to give him a special treat. It was the football game. And believe it or not, you're going to be you won't be laughing at it, but you'll be happy about it, though. The Dallas Dragons are actually making it to the playoffs now. In fact, I have the USA page up right now here on my tablet. The first game they're going against, because I have it on my calendar. It's going to be Hood River at Dallas. Yes, it's a home game, by the way. It's at 7 p.m. on November 8th. So it's this week, by the way, now. 5, 6, 7. It's in 4 days, supposedly. It's this Friday now. So there you go. Hood River at Dallas. Dallas is going against Hood River. Well, Hood River is going against Dallas. Dallas is the home team this week. So we'll see. Now, there is one thing that does kind of concern me, though. Where's the brackets at? There it is. Now, this is the one thing that kind of concerns me, actually, is, now, this doesn't really concern me at all, really. Hood River Valley, 14. Excuse me, Dallas, 3. Dallas should finish off Hood River easily, shouldn't they? Right? Of course. But Hillsborough and West Albany. West Albany should finish off Hillsborough, of course. Now, this is the thing that kind of concerns me, is Dallas versus West Albany. Now, of course, it will adjust for the RPI, APR, so if West Albany had the better APR, then the game would take place in Albany. In West Albany, I should say. Now, if Dallas had the better ranking, it'd be in their home game. Which would be really nice, because that could be an air game I could cover. But I know for certain that this game, what we'll be covering, will be a playoff game. Will be against Hood River Valley. Don't know why I clicked on Hood River, but it doesn't matter. I meant to click on Dallas, but it don't really matter that much. But yeah, back on October 25th, they lost against West Albany. They could redeem themselves, though, if they do go against West Albany again. It still kind of concerns me, though. I still think the Dragons could redeem themselves, though, for the two touchdowns they lost, though. And if it's a home game, that could be really nice, too, because that could help as well. Now, of course, the superintendent is Steve Spencer. The principal is Tim Larson. The athletic director is Ron Snively. I do remember him, by the way. He also helped out in, here's a little secret, by the way. He also helped out in Shadow Levere's class, too, which, by the way, was... Oh, I forget it now. DLC, that was it. It came up to me all of a sudden. It was called DLC. He also helped out in that class, too, believe it or not. And the athletic trainer is Jennifer Krug. So, pretty cool, huh? Yep. Who's number one? Nick Walker. He's the kicker. Looks like he's in his 11th year so far. So that would make him a junior. He's a pretty tall one. 6'2", and he is a weight of 165 as well. Looks like he's a kicker and double backer. If you recall in my video, I mentioned number one quite a bit. Well, near the end, because he's the kicker. Let's see, which number it will be on my favorite? Jack Strange and, Jack Strange is number five. He's a running back and double back. He's a senior, by the way. 5'10", 180. Okay, so Jack Strange is number five, and Eli Hess is number six. They, are, in my opinion, are the top two players, in my opinion. They're both seniors, by the way. In my opinion, I think they're the best. They're the two best players, in my opinion. That's all I'm going to say. Jack Strange and Eli Hess. In my opinion, I think they're the two best players. But there you go. Anyway, I never met him before, but they seem to be two very good players. I would like to meet him someday. If they're really nice. And if they do win these games, it'd be really nice to meet them. The only loss they've had was West Albany, so really nice. But they are not, they've won pretty much every other game. They've only lost against West Albany. But that doesn't mean they could redeem themselves for the next game against West Albany. Presumably, if West Albany would make it. It might not even happen. It could be Hillsboro that might beat West Albany, ironically, and then Dallas could kick Hillsboro's butt again. I don't know, I highly doubt that would happen, though, but yeah. But there you go. So anyway, I guess this segment was, in a way, sports news, I guess you could say. I didn't even read the weather. That's ironic. Well, I guess we could save that for the last segment, I guess. Yeah, so it's okay, though. But anyway, we're going to move on to our commercial break now. Well, I got to put in first. Not going to tell you what it is, obviously. Sorry about all the silence, how it is. And now for the music, of course, wherever you're at, there you are. Alright, so what should we put in, guys, for music, that is? I put in 3 minute breaks, we gotta put in 7 minutes of music, that's how it is. Let's put in something I don't think I played yet on this morning show for quite a bit. Denise Williams, Let's Hear It for the Boy. I think that's from Footloose. It is, yes. Alright, so that's from Footloose. And after that, let's play, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This from, ironically, Pokemon. But it's not from, well, I mean, it's from Pokemon, but it's from a game I don't really play as much anymore. It's from the original, Mystery Dungeon games, Explores a Time of Darkness. But we'll say Pokemon till 9 a.m, guys. Coming up at 8:20 is Food Talk. And by the way, if you have, I'm hoping that you set your clocks back, guys. That'll help you quite a bit. But usually everything's done all automatically, computerized, everything atomically. But anyway, Food Talk is coming up. Don't go away. Yep. That was Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by Gurvimix. And Let's Hear It for the Boy by Denise Williams from Footloose. Yeah! This is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, by the way. If you're wondering, if you didn't know that already, that is, you probably already did. Excuse me. But anyway, it is November 4th, 2024. It is Food Talk now. And I guess to keep it simple, we're just going to do breakfast and brunch recipes for now. Let's just look at 27 breakfast essentials. Let's see what this is. Bacon, egg, and cheddar scones. These are just wonderful. Great all-in-one breakfast. Oh, I remember reading this. Dutch baby. Interesting. We'll save that for later, because I do remember reading it one time. Gordon Ramsay's scrambled eggs. I think I've read that too before myself. Basic pancakes. No introduction. Let's read the bacon, egg, and cheddar scones. Let's see what this is about. I don't think I've read this before. It's from the Cheese Lover's Cookbook and Guide by Paula Lambert. Adapted slightly, though, because I wanted more of everything. These scones also freeze beautiful because they're fully baked. I individually wrap in double foil, and then the breakfast is ready for me when I don't have to make it. Simple as that. It's ready in 32 minutes. It serves 6. There's 9 ingredients. Here's what you need. 2 cups of unbleached all-purpose flour. 4 teaspoons of baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 5 tablespoons of unsalted butter. That's cold, that is. 3 large eggs. 3/4 cup of heavy cream. 8 ounces of cheddar cheese that's shredded. Pretty good, by the way. 3 large eggs, lightly scrambled and broken up into pieces about 1 inch square. 6 slices of bacon, partially cooked and cut into 1/2 inch wide strips. You can also serve in ham if you like. You just have to add in the amount that suits you, that's all. I believe that's it for the ingredients, so it's now time for the directions. First, you want to note that before you get started, by straining or cubing the cheese, it depends on your personal preference. The strain blends in the pastry, but the cubes leaves little chunks of cheese for out. Since the person here wrote the recipe is a Libra, she does both. She shreds half and cubes half. But it's your opinion, though, so do whatever. I might do the same thing, though, but it don't really matter that much, so who cares? Anyway, moving on. Preheat the oven to 450 or 230 Celsius. If you live in a different country or in the United States, which would be 230 Celsius, of course. Lightly butter a baking sheet or line it with parchment paper. Sift the flour, baking powder, and salt together. Place it in your medium bowl or the work bowl of a food processor made with a steel blade. Then, cut the butter into the flour so that it is completely incorporated using the 2 knives, a pastry blender, or your hand, or food processor until it's incorporated. Ugh. Sorry. Beat 2 of the raw eggs and the cream together and add to the dry ingredients. Mix or process just to incorporate the eggs into the flour and butter, and do not overmix it. I repeat, do not overmix it. Dump the flour and butter mixture into a clean bowl. Then, fold the cheese, scrambled eggs, and bacon into the flour mixture. It will indeed be sticky and chunky. Stir and knead the dough as little as possible without distributing the cheese, scrambled eggs, and bacon throughout. Transfer the dough to a well-floured work surface. Pat the dough into a rectangle that's about 12 by 4 by 3/4 inch high. Cut the dough give me a second here. I got a texter. Actually, I can't do that on my tablet here, because it's a regular text message. I'll have to wait that until after the break. Anyway, where was I at? I think it was on Cut the Dough into 3/4-inch squares. Cut the squares on the diagonal to form 6 triangles. Place the scones at least 1 inch apart on the baking sheet, but the rectangle's 12 by 4 by 3/4 inch high. Beat the remaining 1 egg with 2 tablespoons of water and use this wash to brush the tops of the scones. Bake for 10 to 12 minutes or until golden brown, remove and serve warm. There you go. I think that's the only recipe we'll be able to reach today, guys. Because now I have to text someone really quick. Of course, this always seems to happen on the air. Why not? You can see right there. It's all good. Last time I tried texting a regular SMS message on the tablet, it didn't work. It just failed. I had to do it on my phone here. Worked on my phone, but that's my phone. It works just fine on my phone. Don't work on the tablet though. The iPad, that is. But yeah, but that's the iPad. That's probably just different firmware or whatever you call it. I always forgot to read that scones recipe. That was nice. I closed it all off, so it don't matter anymore now. So commercials, here we go. Here we go. There's our 2 minutes and 3 minutes. I don't know if I got a whole lot of sleep, guys. I don't think I did. Doesn't feel like I did. Yeah. My eyes are feeling a little bit rubby. But hopefully I should be okay, guys. So here we go. Let's play Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. 3.5 minutes, of course. What a surprise. And, I still got time to figure this out still. Miss Independent? No, let's do Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You. Let's do that instead. Miss Independent's a good one, too, but I like Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You better. I'm sorry, but I just do. That's just my opinion on the matter. But keep in mind, though, Miss Independent was from 2003. When Stronger came out, that which was in 2012, technically 2011, I was in high school at that point, so I knew music much better, so... there you go. So, yeah. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, we're going to do a TMZ Celebrity News. What else? And there you go. And maybe Taylor Swift will be in the... It will be in the, thing today. The news today. Sad news for the Seahawks. They lost yesterday's game, but well, we'll be right back. Don't go away with TMZ. Yep. That was Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You by Kelly Clarkson, Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, TMZ Celebrity News is on now. Peanut the Squirrel. Sources think the authorities were after pornos, not animals. Weird. Courtesy of OnlyFans, sort of. The agencies that raided a New York farm and seized Peanut the Squirrel were actually there because some officials had a problem with porn. That's what some sources connected to the drama believe, that is. As we reported, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation and Chemung County Health Department got a search warrant and showed up at Mark Longo's farm last week, seizing Peanuts and Fred the Raccoon under the pretext Longo broke the law by harboring two undomesticated animals. But here's the deal, though. Mark tells CMZ when his officials showed up, they asked questions that had nothing to do with the animals. Mark says one of the first questions, "Do you have any cameras in your house?" That seems telling because Mark and his wife are big on OnlyFans and have done porn on the platform. Mark and his wife also babysit for some of their neighbor's children, and some of the sources we spoke with think the reference to cameras is evidence that triple X ray material was on the minds of officials. Mark tells us, "I think there's an ulterior motive here, and it seems it has to do with my spicy social media presence. Especially since other than taking the animals, they took no action against me anyway." Now, as we reported, authorities euthanized Peanuts, even though there was proof a squirrel didn't have rabies. He had bitten Mark several times and he had never showed any symptoms. Peanut has been a successful element of Mark's social media success in raising money for his animal rescue organization. And there's this. Although the search warrant says there was probable cause to believe Mark committed a crime, he was issued a citation or other violation of law. Nothing. He also says no one from any agencies in question has contacted him. So, in reality, he really did not die in vain. Yes, they did euthanize him, by the way. Anyway, Quincy Jones is dead at 91. This is breaking news, by the way. Quincy Jones, a legendary music titan who worked with nearly every icon, from just Michael Jackson to Frank Sinatra to just Will Smith, has just died, TMZ has confirmed. Arnold Robinson, Quincy's publicist, told TMZ he died Sunday night at his home in Bel Air, surrounded by his family. "Tonight, with full but broken hearts, we must share the news of our father and brother Quincy Jones' passing," the family had said in a statement. "And although this is an incredible loss for our family, we celebrate the great life that he lived and you know that there will never be an heir like him." Quincy's family is grateful for the outpouring of condolences and respectfully request privacy in his time, Arnold said. In lieu of flowers, the family asked that donations be made to the Jazz Foundation of America at jazzfoundation.org. Named by Time Magazine as one of the most influential jazz musicians of the 20th century, Quincy dazzled the industry for decades in his roles as a composer, record producer, artist, film producer, arranger, conductor, instrumentalist, TV producer, record company executive, magazine founder, and multimedia entrepreneur. Wow, that's a mouthful. And as a producer, he is best known for working with MJ to create the mega hit albums Off the Wall, Bad, and, of course, Thriller, the best-selling album of all time, obviously. And, of course, we played the song Thriller on October 31st. Quincy was 91. Rest in peace, of course. But, yeah. We might have time for one more story, if we dare. Kanye West, Bianca Censori, go from D's run in Tokyo. BC shines is over spandex. Kanye West and Bianca Censori went out for a fast food run in Japan. And a couple is so famous it's easy to identify them from the back, thanks to BC's tight Scoopy outfits. Check out this photo posted to X early Monday morning. It shows BC and Kanye West from behind, standing at a kiosk ordering their meals at McDonald's in Tokyo. Kanye is customarily dressed down in baggy white pants and a green jacket, whereas Bianca, on the other hand, is wearing shiny silver spandex leggings of a matching strapless brassiere. The person who shot the image wrote the caption, "My friend just had a little chat with Kanye West at McDonald's in Tokyo." As we reported last week, Kanye and Bianca have been making the rounds in Tokyo, with BC sporting a sexy new look each day. And on Halloween, Bianca chose to wear a tight baby blue dress to a party, covering up her amazing bod more than usual, but still showing off her legs. The previous night, Bianca rocked black lace nipple covers from matching thong to the Macy and Margiela gallery bash. Her hair was blonde instead of her usual black do, though. Oh, and Kanye was right there beside Bianca in a white sweatsuit, guzzling from a drinking glass. So it looks like they've been really digging Japan after all, really. Alright, TMZ Celebrity News is done, guys, so coming up next is Pokemon Go. How about that? But first, we gotta put our commercial in. Okay. Let's see what music we can put in. Let's see here, let's put in Halo by Beyonce, and, aha, Take On Me, how about that? It's not really my favorite mouse pad. It's not the mouse that's doing it, it's the mouse pad. I'm literally just using a book, this book is a Windows 98 book. And I'm using Windows XP on to automate the system, so that's very funny in a way, I guess you could say. Anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. It is almost 8:50, so we better go to break soon, guys. So yeah. Coming up, Beyonce's Halo and Aha's Take On Me, which will, believe it or not, be from the Mystery Dungeon Gates Infinity soundtrack, whether you like it or not. But enough of all that. We're going to take the commercial break soon. But of course, if I keep saying that, I'll be a complete idiot for just saying that every damn time, like the Geek Squad says, but you get what I'm saying. Anyway, enough of all that. Enough pulling through. Pokemon Go's coming up at 9 a.m. You're listening to Tricky Fox Radio. We'll be right back. Yep. That was Take On Me by Aha and Beyonce's Halo right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, let's just assist it now that the music's done. There we go. And now we're going to play Pokemon Go. Here we go. Come on. There we go. There's it going up on loading. Now, unfortunately, I've tried multiple times to get the audio working on here, but I just can't get it to work, guys. At least we could have Bluetooth audio, but I don't have a Bluetooth device on me right now. But anyway, we'll just fend that off. We got gifts sent. Let's go ahead and claim the Showcase Award first. Okay. It looks like they kicked out a few in gyms, but they must have did it last night, unbeknownst to me, because I did not earn any coins today. So, to punish them, I was gonna heal up my Pokemon here. I know, deal with it. Teach Yellow and Blue a lesson, like it or love it. You gotta wait for the whole thing to load up again. It's weird. Your grandma's best buddy here. Can we do Porygon Z? Yes, we can. Okay, here we go. Do the Luck Dragons. I have a shiny one. I just realized that. We'll do you next. You're already fed. I'll do you. There you go. I think the last one's a kitty. It's a grass kitty, that is. The memory of Bev, huh? Okay. This one I'm... Oh, okay. That's it. No more berries. Darn it. Alright, let me go ahead and heal up the Pokemon that got knocked out. It's Dragonite and Grabble. I already know they're not going to give me coins, because they were... I know, because I had current coins yesterday, so it ain't going to work. Yeah, I knew that. I think I already fed you. Yeah. I can't feed the last one in line because it said it didn't want any more things or whatever. But yeah, I have a feeling they didn't get any coins. I don't know why I didn't say about the other Pokemon didn't get knocked out though. That was odd. Let's just X that out. I didn't even fill up my bag. Damn it. Oh, there's a raid there. Of course there's a raid there. Is there a raid here too? No. I don't care about you, Porygon Z. I already fed you. What good it'll do for your due diligence? Some guys say. This guy that hadn't came up too often, Lechonk, throw on the candy berry and catch him. I think the Halloween mission is done. Looks like my streak reset, but then again, my 7-day streak occurred on Sunday. Sorry you weren't able to see it. Sorry. But yeah, I don't do a morning show on the weekends, guys. So, there you go. It'd be nice to, but all it really is just countdown programs like American Top 40 and stuff like that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. At least I give you that. It would be nice to give you a morning show on at least Saturday, but I would like to be off that day too as well. Worthless. But I think I might hold on to it anyway because of how big it is. And with it being an extra excellent throw, it does make sense. Let me claim that. Of all free Pokemon, really? That's easy. And, scan Lincoln City. I am nowhere near or anywhere near Lincoln City. Alright, let me try to find a Pokemon I can evolve. acceptable one, that is. Let's try Porygon. Porygon, what? I don't have enough to evolve into Porygon Z, but I don't want to evolve into Porygon Z. But you could just do a regular Porygon into Porygon 2. Okay, that's a free star. I don't really have a whole lot of Porygon candy. We should just wait on that. Good draw. Okay, I guess I need a module to do that. Well, we can wait on this mission, I guess. Besides, it won't help us any good unless if we have the, thing anyway. Yeah. Anyway, we'll finish it off by catching Nimble here. We'll call this segment quits for now. And then we'll see if we can play as Jesse Wild next segment, guys. Pokemon broke free. Maybe he doesn't like extra candy. They are like that sometimes. Let me try to get an Ultra Ball on it. To even the odds a little bit more. There we go. No extra candy for me. Yeah, definitely no extra candy. But even it's worthless. It's only one star. Throw it away, darn it. Yep, I'm gonna call it here, guys. Alright, so let's go to the commercials. Oh, not that. What'd I do? Not mean to do that. That was my fault, though. Don't know why I did that. It's okay, though. Alright, so for our music, we're going to play, where is Berlin at? I usually like playing Berlin after this break. Take My Breath Away, 4 minutes of course, and after that, we're going to play, let's see here, a 3 minute song. Let's play something different. Imagine Dragons. Believer. How about that? There you go. Anyway, there's still about 40 seconds left till I have to go to break. Coming up, we're going to play as Jesse Wild 223 on the tablet. Of course, with the iPad being a little bit freakish and sluggish, we're going to have to do some linking and everything, all that good stuff. So that does make sense, but anyway, nothing more to see here. That is really even. Well, it's supposed to be, that's the problem, but that's supposed to be where it gets kind of interesting. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Next segment, Jesse Wild. Don't go away. Yep. Berlin, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, let's switch this back to Assistant again, as we always do. And now, we're going to turn up the iPad, crank up the iPad, I should say. And we're going to stay aware of our surroundings and not play Pokemon Go while driving. Won't that be nice? What was this about? Okay, that's on Twitch. On November 2nd from 10 a.m. Yeah, so there you go. Oh, it's good. gonna be a close call. It's gonna be Rowlett with the hats. A free star kiss my butt. I'll probably evolve it later. Oh, that filled it up, darn it. So I have to buy more space. I mean, that's only 2 stars. The only one I have, though. Damn it. Yeah, it looks like I'm gonna have to buy more storage, whether I want to or not. So let's see if we can do that. It helped a little bit, just a little bit. That's our Pokemon now today. What do you mean? Oh, Umbreon. None berries. I have a whole lot of berries on here. I probably should expand the storage. Yellow's been busy, it looks like. That's good news for iPad, at least. Yeah, sorry about being so quiet, guys. You do get to hear audio on here, at least. So that's really nice. Free berries help catch Pokemon. That was the only one we had on here, you dummy. Oh, maybe not. There we go. Okay. Okay, that worked. I got weather boost. That's nice. I'll throw it away. Okay, that. Looks like I haven't been playing on this for like 4 days now. Interesting. Catch up, guys. Catch up. Yeah, there's nothing here under events, guys. Nothing. So that Spirit Tomb Challenge, guys, it's long gone now. Sorry about that. For some reason, it's bugging out. Anyway, I guess I'll just take the commercial now. That does seem fair enough. Wherever you're at, there you are. Let's put a different one in. Where is it? There it is. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying November 4th, 2024 morning show. But yeah, what shall we play for our next two songs? Let's see here. Let's play High Hopes by Panic at the Disco and Die With a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. There you go. So coming up after commercial break, we'll have Panic at the Disco, High Hopes, from Pray by the Wicked, I guess. I think it's from Pray by the Wicked. Let me double check. Yeah. And coming up will be actually a newer one, believe it or not. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. I Have a Smile. That song actually came out just recently, actually. It's it actually came out this year, actually. In 2024, actually. Which is really nice. I'm not lying. It actually came out in 2024. It's a newer one. It's more popular on AC stations. And we're trying to focus on AC format, so that does make sense. But anyway, High Hopes by Panic at the Disco is coming up. And then after that will be Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. And then to finish it off, we'll probably just read the weather and maybe a recap of our show and everything. Like, for people who didn't get to finish, listen to the first half, you know, you get the idea. Of course, this show will be on demand, of course, because I am recording it. So that does make sense, but it don't really matter that much, because I do like to help out for the people that listen live. Even though no one really listens live except one person. You get the idea. But anyway, enough all that. We will be right back right after this with a recap and a weather report, hopefully. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Die With a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars and High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, we got one more segment before the show's over with, guys. One more. As I said, it's just going to be a recap and the weather report, of course. Now, I had to plug my tablet in. It was getting low. So, I'm just going to read the weather on my phone this time. Just to make my life a little bit easier. I know I can do it. I've done it before. We already know it's probably going to be raining, obviously. Yep, mostly cloudy with a couple showers, mainly early in the day with a high of 58, tonight cloudy, low 40. Here's the current weather for 9:40 a.m., which is literally when we took our, when we start our next segment. 49 degrees Fahrenheit, light rain. Here's the minute cast. It will continue for 48 minutes, so it looks like it's raining outside right now as we speak. At least that's what it's saying. So it'll continue raining until at least about 10:28 a.m. At least that's what AccuWeather says. Well, we'll give you a 7-day weather forecast. for November 4th, which is today, by the way, it'll be raining with a high of 58 and a low of 40, with a very high 90% chance of precipitation. On Tuesday, November 5th, will be high of 55, low of 39, with an 80% chance of precipitation. Wednesday, November 6th, will be mostly sunny with 56 high, 37 degrees. Although that could very well change, guys, just saying. On Thursday, November 7th, it says it'll be very sunny with a 56 high and 39 low. Of course, that could change still. For Friday, November 8th, that's the day that's the day of the football game, by the way. More on that later. It'll be mostly sunny, I think. Some clouds breaking through with 58 high, 50 low, with a 25% chance of precipitation. So very interestingly enough, it says it's not going to be rain on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But because of it being Oregon, weather can be variable. It could change over time. But it does say on Saturday and Sunday it will very likely rain. On Saturday, November 9th, it says there's a 56 high, 43 low, with an 89% chance of rain. And on Sunday, November 10th, it says 53 high, 45 low, with more rain, 68% chance. The sun will last for 9 hours and 59 minutes. Because of it being Pacific Standard Time now, it will now set at 4:56 p.m. Very early for Pacific Standard Time, but that's normal. And the moon phase is a waxing crescent. Air quality is excellent. Everything's good to go. Auto depends on your group though, and how sensitive you are, of course. But anyway, that's the weather. Of course, you have AccuWeather, of course. I think that's where Amazon gets their weather too for their devices, which is really nice. So we get it from there as well. Anyway, we're going to do a recap now of the last 5 segments. We might as well start with the first segment, which was basically a sports news segment. Like I said, we were going to talk about we talked about how the Dallas Dragons made it to the playoffs, and well, they did. I'm just going to do a brief talk about that. they did. And their next game will be in a few days against Hood River. It's going to be covered for my YouTube channel, KHKJ TV. So check that out while you can. I've already uploaded the last game on November 1st against Lebanon. Dallas did pull through and managed to defeat Lebanon anyway, so that means they were able to make the playoffs anyway. So that was awesome. Anyway, but then in the second segment we did food talk, where I think I always shared one recipe. Yeah, I always shared one recipe. It was a good one. It was a breakfast scone recipe, probably an egg, ham, cheese scone recipe, I think is what it was. Yeah. Then we did TMZ Celebrity News. We did read 3 stories for that. It was a Kanye West and Bianca story. Some Peanut the Squirrel got euthanized or whatever because of some porno thing. And in between, I think we talked about Quincy Jones passing away at 91. So sad. and then the fourth segment we did Pokemon Go on my Red account, of course. Still have 4 gems, by the way, so no big deal. We just gotta kick one out, and then we'll be good to go. We got our 50 coins today. We got 50 coins yesterday, though, by the way. And then in the next segment, we did Jesse Wild 223, which obviously hasn't been doing Pokemon Go for quite a while, it seemed. Probably should catch up on it. I've mainly been using the tablet for, like, business use, like, doing the, high school stuff or whatever, you know, football, whatever. You get the idea. And now here we are in the last segment. And we're almost done, really. We're at the 46-minute mark. We've already read the weather. I don't think we're gonna have time to read an AP News story, but I can tell you what's gonna happen tomorrow, though. Election Day. Who do you think is going to win, guys? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Well, they're saying, initially people were saying Donald Trump was going to win because they were all endorsing Donald Trump at first. But now there's been proof enough that Kamala Harris might have a slim chance at it now. Because even some Republicans are now endorsing Kamala Harris now. Which is kind of ironic, really, because you're not going to believe this, but Trump has been for a lot lately. It would not surprise me at this point, even if he gets elected, they would still not let him off the hook and just send him to prison anyway. Basically what Trump is trying to do, he's trying to make our lives the old-fashioned way like God did before Jesus was around. At least that's what my Aunt Lou told me. And that's the problem with Trump is, he's more old-fashioned. We don't know how life would be like if it was all old-fashioned or everything, or anything like that, really. So, I don't know. So there you go. I'm putting the commercial in, by the way, if you're wondering. Let's put a different one in. We already did that one. You know what? Doesn't matter. Let's put it in again anyway. Yeah. Put that one in, that one. We'll repeat multiple times anyway. And for our last two songs, we'll play, I want to play, who sung it? It was, Natasha Bedingfield. We'll play the first one as Natasha Bedingfield. And the last one, I guess we could do Nickelback, I guess. How you remind me for a change. Those two songs should match up pretty well. But anyway, like I said, Trump is trying to make things the old-fashioned way. He wants to make it how it was before Jesus came around, the BC days. The BC years, I should say. But, yeah. Which is quite interesting for a change, because I don't get it, because... So, like, for example, the abortion laws, Trump is trying to ban those, too. At least that's what Aunt Lou told me. Trump was also making an attempt to ban the abortion laws, too, which was very sad indeed, and I don't get it, because, I mean, some people, it is not great to have an abortion, but it's also nice to have it as a need to, because you never know, you might need it anyway, like, in case if someone had, I know this is hard to say, but, like, someone had, it's kind of hard to explain, in my opinion, but anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. It's not really easy to explain on the air anyway, and very uncomfortable. But I'll see all guys on November 5th, which will ironically be a Tuesday election day. But until next time, goodbye everyone. Hopefully Kamala Harris will win. Bye-bye everyone.